Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
It is so much stuff to uncover.
Spirits. What are they teaching these chur in school, chur? Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws.
Well, I have an opinion and I'm going to voice it, so.
Can somebody, please. So can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it. No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh. Wait.
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right. The fuck?
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Lego.
Access granted.
Grand Rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time you are listening to this, spirits and Abari Ghani, my beautiful spirited butterflies. It is I, Miss Kiki Kamau, and thank you so much for tuning in to my First Amendment. And I am your host. Yes. I am back with another episode. I'm super duper excited. Happy Monday! It is officially March 20th, the last episode of March. And it is women. It is still internationally Women's Month. So, you know, the beautiful guest that we have is going to be a beautiful queen. A beautiful queen. So, for those of you who do not know, Abari Ghani is Swahili for What's the News? And I'll tell you the news. But before I do, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in, old and new listeners. Honestly, you can be anywhere in the world, but you are here with me, and I appreciate you wholeheartedly and truly. Alrighty, so let's get into the lineup today. All right, you already know this is the inauguration where we talk about, we're going to get into what's the news, basically. Black entertainment and you know, things that are sticking out to me at this point in time. And let's just open up that conversation, spirit, shall we? We are no longer giving out business tips, spirits. We are no longer giving out business tips on this podcast for this season, because my beautiful artists and entrepreneurs that are guests, my special guest, have so many tips and tricks and tools and insights. There's no need. I mean, I honestly couldn't say it better myself. Then we're going to go into the weekly overview and then birthdays. After that, we're going to get into the quote, introduction of my beautiful special guest, the interview itself, and then the outro. I hope you're liking. Okay, so last week I had some apologies. This week I'm not really apologizing, but I will be informing you on what's going on. But I'll include that into my weekly overview segment. Let's go into the previous artist real quick. The previous artist we had 2 weeks ago, March 6th, was the beautiful Eternally Risen. She was here. Definitely, spirits, if you have not heard that episode, go check it out. Beautiful, Eternally Risen. She is all things. Just a hip-hop conscious artist, a mom, an entrepreneur, a loctician, a holistic everything and all things. She's amazing. Podcaster, author, you know, and so many more. Check out her song. Energy Be Like, what I really put on the podcast, but so many more songs can be streamed on iTunes and Spotify. Energy Be Like is I-N-N-E-R-G
Be Like, B-E-L-I-K-E. Love it. I love that song. She is currently in the studio right now, Spirit. So be on the lookout for new music from the beautiful Eternally Risen. And last time when she was here, she gave so many tips and tricks and tools. The one thing that stuck out to me is basically her name. She said that she will not be put down. She will not, you know, she will not fold. She will not fall under pressure. She will eternally rise. And oh my God, I almost like almost cried, y'all, saying that, because ooh, when I talk about my week, ooh, I'm about to cry again. Don't start with me. Okay. Keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Please follow Eternally Risen on all platforms at Eternally Risen. Did I say that right? Eternally Risen. Eternally Risen Spirit. So, with that being said, let's go into my weekly overview. Okay. My weekly overview. So, Spirits, I don't know if you know this, but I said I'm gonna be relocating, but I'm moving. I'm moving out of the location that I'm currently in. And it's been overwhelming. As a single mother of two, still dealing with a one child's father that loves to utilize law and the legal system and court, and you know, still trying to pursue poetry and my business and things of that nature. We're here and things happen. And last week I was saying, you know, I almost didn't do that podcast episode. Man, when I tell you, not only did I want to just quit the podcast, but I wanted to quit everything. I'm talking poetry, business, everything. Everything. Life. What? Stop playing with me. Spirits, it was a week. It was a week. And anybody that's wishing harm on me, I return to sender. Okay? Return to sender. I almost didn't make it to my event Paint and Pens that happened on Sunday at Hooch and Hive here in Tampa, Florida, on Cass Street here in Tampa, and presented by DJ Solo and Easy Breezy Painting. I'm sorry, I don't know why I call her Easy Breezy, but Breezy Paintings LLC on Instagram and DJ Solo. I almost didn't make it, Spirit. So many things happened. My car. My key broke into my door trying to run into the house to get dressed. So many things happened to where I just was like, wow, this is, you know what? I quit. And even being delayed on my overall goals on grooming my children, doing their hair, because on Sundays I love to get them ready on Sunday for school the next day. That is my favorite day with my babies. And needless to say, nothing went as planned. I remember looking up at the sky when my niece was driving me home because I had to leave my car at my mom's house. That's a long story, too. I mean, it was just all crazy. I remember looking up at the sky and I said, God, what else you got? Because at this point, all you're doing now is making me want to memorize this poem that I just wrote even harder, look even cuter when I perform it, slow my words down even slow. Like, you just make me want to go hard, you know, like rock hard.
So, and that's what I did. I did my best. I gave it 100. Did I stumble a little bit? Yes. But I pulled and I prevailed through, spirits. And man, if there's any tip I can take from just that alone, Eternally Risen's name, I thank you, Queen, for that. So my week, I ended up making it to Paint and Pens. My dad performed. It was amazing. All the beautiful, talented artists. I was, as an artist myself, as a poet, I was able to pair my poetry with an artist who paints visual art. And her name is Ebony. And I'm going to be posting that on my Instagram page later on today. But so beautiful, so amazing. And a wonderful experience. I'm just glad that I was able to be there for her. So Ebony, honestly, truly, I thank you for being a listening ear when I called you to hear the poem. I was nervous. It was something I've never done before. And I'm just happy that I was paired with you. It was definitely a blessing. And I thank God that I was able to get there and be there with you and in your moment. And let's just pray that painting it so, baby, because you are my rock star. what else happened? Third Wednesday, I went to open mics with the beautiful Kimba. She has a creative lounge at Steaming Pots here in Tampa on Waters. And I was able to go to that. I actually stumbled on my poetry there because I was so focused on painting pens. Like I said, it was my first time doing this type of poem. And I was just like, what? So I typically don't do poetry like that. And that was very different for me, especially in front of people. So that was different for me. I pull through, spirits. And I just want to say, it's up from here. Ain't nothing gonna stop us. And if you with me, you know, I'm with you. And if you not with me, I feel sorry for you because this train is gonna keep on trucking. Wait, do trains truck? Whatever. It's gonna keep on choo-chooing. I don't care. It's gonna keep doing what it do. You feel me? So yeah, that's what it is. And I thank everybody for, you know, displaying their art and displaying their music and displaying their poetry and putting their hearts on the table, because going up in front of a few people, whether you know them or not, it is not easy. And it takes guts, and it takes patience, and it takes time, and it takes talent, and it takes bravery. And you all got it. The circle that I surround myself with, you all got it. Blessings, gifted, beautiful, spirited people. All right, so let's get into these birthdays real quick. I missed my good friend's birthday, Xavier, birthday dinner. Xavier, like, I didn't know if I was coming or going this week because I was so focused on this one show. And I will not let that consume me and overtake me ever again. So, baby boy, I do truly apologize for missing your birthday. This is the third year. I feel like this is the third or fourth year. It will never happen again. And we got to go out. Can I just take you out to just say I'm sorry and just bring us back to neutral, because I truly am sorry and I love you. And happy birthday, boo-boo. His birthday was Saturday, March 18th. Des Nicole, happy birthday, baby girl. Today is your birthday. It's your day. It's your B-day. It's your born day. It's your birthday. Do with it with what you have. You feel me? Pisces season is underway. It's going away, spirits. It's about to be out of here, up out of here. And Aries are approaching strong and heavy. So you already know I gotta give it early. Cause I won't be back until April 3rd. So I gotta give it early to one of my sisters, but she's one of my closest sisters. My beautiful, talented sister with the patience of an Aries, if y'all know what I'm talking about. Ebony Queen, happy birthday, beautiful. March 26th is all about you. There is another good friend of mine whose birthday is coming up as well. He's an Aries. It's March. It's coming soon. It's Zethro. And guess what, Z? I don't know your birthday for real. I think it's like March 28th. Correct me if I'm wrong, homie. But it is what it is. Happy birthday. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoy the show. This 15 minutes has been wonderful, but it is time to get into the quote. So if you're ready with me, let's go. And fly high, spirit. So I got to give a special, special, special thank you to my listeners, to specific listeners at that. A big, huge thank you to the listeners in Germany. A huge 7% of you are coming from Germany, my listeners. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I don't know who you are, but I would love to get to know you. So please reach out to me, DM me, follow me, you know, let me know who you are. And I'll be putting all of that in the outro as well. So stay tuned for that. Australia, India, South Africa, woo-woo, United Kingdom, Sweden, Kenya, where y'all at? And Canada, thank you so, so, so much. It warms my heart, the fact that my podcast is reaching out to so many other people, and your response and your opinions and your thoughts mean the world to me. So please share them so I can care for them and share them on here as well. Thank you. Light and shadow are opposite sides of the same coin. We can illuminate our paths or darken our way. It is a matter of choice. By Maya Angelou. Spirits, I am super duper excited to introduce my special guest today. Like I said, keep in mind, these episodes are previously recorded on Zoom. And this particular episode, the audio was a little shady in the beginning, but if you stay tuned, please stick around with us. It definitely gets better, the audio for my special guest in the end. But my special guest is none other than the beautiful Denise D. Moore. Okay. She is a licensed therapist. Not only does she work at a practitioner, but she owns her own practitioner. She has a beautiful daughter, and she's a mom. She is, she's like I said, she's a therapist. She's a friend. She is an amazing woman and a beautiful supporter as well. She came to my show, and I just love her for that. And she rocked orange. What? So, Denise, I want to say thank you so much. Stay tuned for this interview, spirits. It actually starts off a little crazy because we were yelling and talking. But like I said, she has amazing, beautiful steps. So stick around and let us know how you like it. Thank you. Denise!
I know you're not laughing at me.
Not laughing at me, right? So, no, I am not laughing. So, spirits, I am super duper excited to introduce a beautiful woman. She is an entrepreneur. She has her own company, and then she also works with another company. So she's going to tell you all about that. But mainly, we're talking about therapy and, you know, shadow work. So I have here today the beautiful Miss Denise. And let me give you a hand clap real quick. Oh. Hey. No, it's good. It's doing good. So how are you feeling today, Queen? I know we just talked, but
feeling excellent today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. You missed my show.
I did.
Yeah. You, because last time you were there at the Rebirth Church.
Yeah.
So that the pop-up shop
I was there today. I had to pick up
a
shirt.
Oh, for real? Well, you missed me. It's okay.
I left work and I had to go pick up the shirt. I was on my way home and I had to pick up a shirt for my friend.
What? Now that's dedication. Leaving work and then going to a black-owned pop-up shop, buying something, and then coming home to do a podcast. Listen, I want to be more like you when I grow up. Yeah. Yes. So tell my spirits, Denise, a few minutes, like who you are, where you from, and what you do.
Yes. Hello, everybody. How are you? My name is Denise Solomon, soon to be Denise Moore, going back to my maiden name. I am a mother. I am awesome. I am amazing. I'm definitely confident. I am a child of God. I'm his favorite daughter.
Yes.
I am also a licensed mental health counselor here in the great state of Florida. I do own my own private practice. It's called Grow, Empower, Transform Therapy. I am also a staff therapist at the Collective Wellness Institute in Tampa, Florida. And I'm also a licensed therapist at ACT.
Look at you.
Yes. So where I'm from, I was born in Detroit, Michigan, raised in Buffalo, New York. So yeah, I'm from Buffalo.
Okay.
Hi, New York.
Yes, New York, New York.
I'm from Buffalo. Respectfully, I'm from Buffalo.
Got you.
Y'all New Yorkers be hating on Buffalo.
You can tell you so up north. She said, I'm respectfully.
We rep the hardest. And so the shirt I picked up today says, respectfully, I'm from Buffalo.
Oh, I gotta see that shirt. You gotta show that. What shop did you get it from?
I got it from MKA Designs and Apparel with Miss LaQuanda Rashad Darling.
Okay, yes. Big shout out. Big shout out. And I'm gonna shout it out again too.
Yes.
So and then what? And so I know you said, what do you do? You said you have your own business, and then you also work.
Yes.
In therapy. So okay, what does your schedule look like? First of all, what does that even look like for you? Like. Talk to the spirits because they need to know.
So my friends say I ain't got no time. So, and I really didn't have any time because football season was here. So I was just, don't ask me to go anywhere on Sundays, Mondays, or Thursdays.
What? You a big football fan?
Yes.
Football. Oh, my God.
Buffalo Bills, number 3, D-Ham. Love you.
So spirits, y'all got a football fan on here. First time. I'm not big. I don't know nothing about sports.
However, since Buffalo was eliminated, my schedule has opened up.
Okay.
Schedule has opened up. So I work 8 to 4, Monday to Friday, and 5 to 9, Monday through Friday.
Wow.
And some hours on Saturday, and I am off on Sunday.
That is insane.
So for the people who's always asking me to fit them in their schedule, and I be playing too much. That's my schedule.
Right.
I'm busy.
Yes.
And so when I say I'm busy, I'm serious. I'm busy. So make a plan. If you want to hang out, make a plan. But I will also give you my schedule for the week.
I love that. She is very busy. Listen, that is so inspirational for anyone who is wanting to start their own business. The fact that, you know, you started your business while you're still working with another company, right? Okay.
So I started actually back in 2020.
Okay.
During the pandemic, actually,
nice.
Was working for a school. School counselor realized it was not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed the hearts of the individuals that work in the school system with the students. I went and realized that it's not for me.
Right.
God did not bless me with that capacity for them. And really pray for the people that do work with other people's children and parents.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not easy.
No, because I do have a lot of friends and old colleagues who still work in the school system, and it can be difficult at times, so really do, pray for them.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So talk to me a little bit about your journey, like starting your own company. I know I have a couple of questions for you, but I really want to get into that because that's like kind of the meat and potatoes, minus the shadow working. I really want to talk about like what made you start your own company.
Because I, after receiving my master's and work and then receiving my licensure, I said, the next thing is start your own company. If you would like to, you can start your own company. Otherwise, you can do what I'm doing today with a group practice, and which is an amazing group practice, the Collective Wellness Institute with Dr. Simmons, great company to work with. Amazing people right there and, great colleagues and get a lot of the support that you would need. For me, it was about working with the niche that I wanted to work with. That's why I started my own company.
Got you.
And one thing I learned is that I knew nothing about business marketing. I had no clue what I was doing. And so then I had to find people that were the gurus of knowing what they were doing. So I work with Miss Glendora Devine. I work with Miss Pernilla Harris. And I work with Miss IEB. Forgot her last name. But you know who she is. Shout out to her.
Shout outs.
Yes. And they also helped us also with step therapy here in Brandon, Florida. And so with the, you know, that's how I got my start. And then I ended, you know, with the Collective Wellness Institute. And all of that to say it has been a journey because in grad school, they do not teach you about working for yourself or in private practice. And it's always, well, you don't get into this field to make money. Well, yes, I do, because I still have, we got bills.
Right. You still have bills.
You want therapy to be free, but then you don't want to pay. Why we can't get paid too?
Exactly. Exactly.
We have our expertise. We go to school quite a bit. We're very knowledgeable in what we do. Therapy is not just talking. We take on a lot, and I truly believe that God has given us this calling to take the space and hold this space and really hold our individuals' hands while they're going through that healing journey. Because everybody is not able. Your friends can't be your therapist.
Absolutely right.
Shopping is not therapy. Activities are not therapy. They are therapeutic, yes, but they're not.
That is so true. I love that. So talk to me a little bit about, before we get into shadow working, talk to me a little bit about like your process. Like when a client, like right now, okay, before we talk about your business, what do you do at the other practice first? Like, is it similar to what you do for your business or is it different a little bit?
Similar.
Okay.
Clients will call, they're seeking a therapist. I do take insurance and I'm also private pay.
Nice.
And they come in, you know, they call, I have a chance to speak with them where they complete the paperwork to let me know why they're coming in for therapy because I don't work with all clients. If you are coming in for something that's not in my scope of practice, if it's something I am not familiar with or that I'm not able to work with you on and help you through, I will kindly refer, you will kindly be referred out to a different therapist. And I will even help you find another therapist if I can in your network of insurance, or I will even help you find someone that you're looking for. So sometimes I get phone calls from people out of state. Let me go into my my colleagues who are out of state or in that particular area who can help you or can work with you. Like, we all can eat. We're not greedy.
Right.
We, you know.
Yes. What is the word? It's something over competition. Is it? I can't remember. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. Like, you're not competing with other therapists. You're, you know, you're there to help each other out.
Absolutely.
That's really beautiful. So when it comes to your practice, how would someone reach out to you when they need help? Like, is it like a free consultation right off the bat? Do they DM you, email you? Like, how does that work from start to finish?
I may get a text message. I may get a DM. I may receive an email or a phone call, and I'll listen to the message. I'll call back, or I'll, you know, respond back to the DMs or wherever their communication is. I'll see if I can help them. If I cannot, I would say, who are you looking for and what are you looking for in the therapist? They let me know. I give them two or three people and they go on about their way. And if I can help them, then I will send the paperwork and then we'll get everything started. We'll start the process.
So it sounds like you spend a lot of your time like messaging a lot, like texting, typing. She's like, yes, that's like the majority of my day.
Trying to get the, you know, the people scheduled, we'll go back and forth with the scheduling. If, you know, this week works, some people have questions. Some people are ready when they call. Some people aren't ready when they call. I'll receive calls from, well, I know 6 months ago I called and did the paperwork. I'm ready. Oh, okay. What's your name again? You know, And so I don't have a waiting list. For me personally, I don't believe in waiting lists because if you're calling right now, you need help right now.
Right. That makes sense.
So let me find out who you're looking for so I can call. Hey, are you opening? Are you taking people? Do you work with this? You take this insurance and I will help you find someone.
Got Got you. So it's basically like just an open door communication policy. You just, hey, let me know what you need. If I can assist you, I will. And we'll start from, we'll work on that from there. If not, I'll refer you to someone else.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's in both your practices, your personal practice, as well as the company that you work from like until 4 p.m., right? I love that. So what inspires you to keep going? Because therapy is not easy. Like, you're literally emptying out your cup to fill someone else's cup. So how does that keep you, like, what keeps you going?
So, like, I work on keeping my cup full.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have individuals that work on holding me accountable. Keeping my cup full and making sure I'm taking care of myself. Because if I'm not taking care of myself, what is the point of me trying to help people take care of themselves?
Absolutely.
I can't tell my clients to do this if I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's no point. I'm not going to be a burnt out therapist and I'm trying to work with other clients.
Exactly.
I had to slow. So when I was going through my process of my separation and divorce,
mm-hmm.
so I had to slow down. And then there were some clients I couldn't take if they were going through that. Can't.
Right.
You, because I didn't want that kind of transference going on. Going through that? Sure, let me take. That, you know, that's not right, and that's not helping that client. So we also have to know and recognize for ourselves, as therapists, where we are mentally. Whatever is happening in society comes to the therapy room. What happened with the young man, Mr. Tyree Nichols?
Mm-hmm.
I can't watch that.
Right.
Can't watch any parts of that. Cannot read anything like that.
Wow.
But will it come into the therapy room? Yes, it can. And will I help someone process it? Yes, I will.
Got you.
Can I go and watch it and look in it? No, I cannot, because I'm in my limitations.
Wow. And that's what I love. First, you said that you are surrounded by support, like a supporting team. So that's one thing that, you know, any artist and entrepreneur stepping out needs to have, a support system. And then two, you said that you are aware of, like, your, I guess, your conflictions or whatever the case may be, so where you don't want to spill it out onto other people. So you basically have to do, like, you have to monitor your own shadow work, if that makes any sense. Okay.
And what helps keep me going to answer your other part of the question is when my clients come up like, oh my gosh, I use what you told me. I use what you gave me. Guess what, Destiny? This is what I did. Guess what? You know, remember what you said last time? Man, what did I say last time? Because by that time, I may have to do this. Oh man, and you did that? Yes. And it worked? Yeah. You go ahead.
Yes.
Like, let me write that down so I can use that again. Yes, we have to do our own shadow work, because if we're not doing our own shadow work, we're not holding ourselves accountable. How can we heal and move forward to help others heal through the process?
Exactly. So talk to me about shadow work, because, you know, that's why I had you on the show, but we also have to promote your business as well. So talk to my spirits, because we were talking about shadow work in season 3, and I wanted to explain that, you know, the type of person that I am, I feel like I've been through so much, but I have a tendency to still smile and still be bubbly. And people are like, seems like you've never did anything in life. Seems like you've never been stressed out. Seems like you've never been, like, you've never lost a loved one or anything. So I had to do a lot of shadow work. So I wanted to have a therapist, someone that was experienced and educated in it, to talk to my spirits about, like, what shadow work means to them.
Yeah, so it is working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the parts of you that you don't like, that's step 4. Like, if you ever went through AA, that's step 4. Working on your own character, that character building process, when you have those character building days, the parts of yourself that you don't like, that you know you need to address, that you know you need to work on and heal before you get into any other relationships, that part. That part where you know you need to take accountability, that part where you need to say, oh, I was wrong. I gotta go and apologize. Wait, I gotta say I'm sorry? Shadow work.
Yes.
That part, because if you are not taking that responsibility nor that accountability to work on that part to heal yourself, you will go on to damage yourself continuously and other people, and you will bring them into your chaos and expect them to be, what, a healed version of you, a healed version of themselves. That's not fair.
That is so true.
That's not fair. And you have to know, like, while you're working on your own self, the other person may be working on themselves as well. And just because you may have matured to the point where you're recognizing some things about yourself and you're working on yourself and that other person hasn't, you don't have the right to throw it up in your face. Mm-hmm. I'm more mature than you because I'm working on my shadow work and you not, and you still, that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not it at all. Because if you're working on yourself truly and you are healing those parts of yourself, then you begin to change, your circle begins to change, and the people that are around you the most will begin to see that. They'll begin to question, and they'll see you flourish and blossom and bloom, and then they can begin to ask, you know, well, what are you doing? What is your therapist? How do I find one? How can I do this myself? Is it difficult? What's happening?
Yes.
And you'll be able to answer those questions. You know, is it hard? Yeah, man. Because who want to admit they wrong? I know.
Right. I know, right? Like, who wants to admit anything when it's something bad about their character? Like, I don't steal. Yes. I don't cheat. I don't, you know?
That. Who want to be in their feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be some days when you're, like, feeling good about yourself. And then some days when you're, like, I just can't get it together.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm crying. I don't know why I'm feeling bad. I just don't know. I don't know why. There are some days where you're just really isolating to yourself, mm-hmm. because you know you have done something wrong that you're trying to change, but you really have to own it. There's going to be some days where you have to call your friend and say, you know what, friend, I'm sorry, I apologize. You know, I'm working on this, and it may be huge. Now, this is who I am.
Oh, I hate that. This is who I am. Yes. That's like the number one, like, way of knowing somebody is not willing to change. This is who I am. This is how God made me.
And you said the key word, not willing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can change if they wanted to, if they really try.
Mm-hmm.
At least try. If you gave me a boundary and I wanted to disrespect you, I would say, well, girl, if you can't take it, then just go on somewhere and do something like this. But if you gave me the boundary, and I cross it, and I'm sorry, you told me that. You can see my change of behavior,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying. I may not get it right the first couple of times, but you know I'm trying, but I'm not going to continuously do it and continuously apologize.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it.
That's not it.
And then you know that you may need to change up from being around me. I see a lot of, you're so narcissistic, or this is red flags, or mm-hmm. it's a toxic person. You know, is it the other people, or is it you? Is it you? Do you want to be the only one in your circle that's healing?
Mm-hmm.
Or the only one in your circle that I'm doing better than this because I'm doing this? Because when you're working on yourself, people will see that, and you don't have to talk about it.
That's very true. I like that. And then, like you said, you know, the right kind of people, the right kind of support systems will start to flock and become your everyday. So I love that. So, and then I know you told me earlier, as a therapist, you said that you had to do a little bit of shadow work yourself because you just recently got out of a divorce. So talk to me a little bit about, like, your healing process.
Oh, yeah. So I'm in therapy. I'm a therapist who's in therapy.
Yes!
shout out to my therapist.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, she's amazing. And she definitely holds me accountable. And, you know, we talk about a lot of things and some things that I'm working on for myself because I want to have healthier relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know the reasons why I did certain actions, why I said certain things, why I stayed in certain situations. Mm. And she helps me through that.
Mm.
So I can continuously play the victim if I would like to, if that was a situation, or say, you know, I don't know why I did that. Or I could say, you know what? I'm not sure why. Let's talk about this.
Right.
You know, like what's happening? Let's talk about this. You know, can we explore this a little bit? And she'll ask those probing questions, as therapists do, to try to really figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful for that because it really lets me know about myself.
Mm.
Because I'll say, you know what? Is that what happened? I had no clue. Yes, I'm a therapist, but I'm not doing therapy on myself at home.
Right.
And I tell her, I am so much the client, it's not even funny. So much the client, and I love it. And if I did not want to be better for all of my relationships, because mm-hmm. it's not just for romantic relationships, it's for all of your mm-hmm. relationships across the board. It's for yourself. It's for my relationship with my business, with my colleagues, with everything. Taking the accountability, it was so hard for me because I'm like, wait a minute, what you mean? I'm wrong. If I'm supposed to be right, I'm supposed to know.
Right.
And I held myself to a higher standard. Right. Didn't you make a mistake? Girl, try to sit down.
Yeah.
Own it. And what are you doing about it? I had an issue today, this morning. And the boss said, okay, what happened? I said, oh, this is what happened. This is the check that I put in place today, so this won't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Held myself accountable. Did I apologize? All right, let's see. I don't know. I can't remember. I think I did. You see?
Yep. It's a working process.
I can't remember. My apologies. This is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I did now, so it won't happen again.
Right.
Right, because we have to.
So, go ahead.
Our word is our bond.
It really is. So basically when it comes to like shadow work, it's kind of like dissecting your personal self and saying like, okay, let me look at these bad things and take everything that's bad about you and like they like slowly try to work on it and fix it, because you basically want to become like the greatest, best version of yourself, whatever that looks like.
Everything bad, everything negative, everything that you believe is shameful, everything, that people have placed on you that you believe that you've taken in, all of that. I was in an abusive relationship before.
Mm.
And so my self-esteem was really low. And so I believed a lot of things that he would tell me about myself. And so to come out of that, I had to build myself up. But why did I believe these things?
Right.
Because I learned at an early age, and I heard it's from certain family members, these negative things about myself. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn how to take those things off. I had to learn how to have those healthy boundaries. And then our Black family, who's going to stand up today? To the elders in the family.
Right.
Self knocked into next week.
Exactly.
When working with the clients, how do I tell my mama? I said, child, listen, you better not. This is how we can work towards explaining it to them in a way that's not disrespect, because culturally,
mm-hmm. Yeah, culturally,
you better not.
It's tough.
Okay. All right, let's see how far that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have to build ourselves up, and we have to say it in a way where our elders will be able to understand, because our elders were raised a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and it's been passed down and passed down and passed down.
Yes.
And now we're here to change it if we want to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so easy to stay the same.
It really is. I was just telling someone the other day, the easiest thing to do is be like everyone else and be hateful and negative. But the hardest thing is to be loving and try to be focused and determined on whatever your purpose is. I love that.
I'm listening to the Audible book, The Four Agreements.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend anybody to read it.
You hear that, Spirits? The Four Agreements. Yes.
The Four Agreements.
The Four Agreements. Okay. Yes, I'm definitely going to shout that out one more time after this on the outro. So right before, because we're about to wrap this up, and I can tell that you are so passionate, Ms. Denise, about being a therapist. Tell me what got you into therapy altogether. Like, why therapy? You could have been anything.
Yes. Okay, so when I went to school, I wanted to be a biochemist.
Okay.
I was smart in science. Didn't say I was smart in math. Said I was smart in science. Went to college. Was not great in science. So, spoke to one of my chemistry teachers, about what I wanted to do. And he gave some different suggestions about different career paths I could enter. I didn't want to be a nurse. And I don't do that. And so I got into social work and went from there. I worked with a great social worker for the grief of my sister. That was my first introduction to a therapist that I really like.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, okay, maybe I can do that. Mm-hmm. And so it just opened up a whole new world for me. And I love it. It's definitely a calling. It's definitely my calling. I can hold space. People tell me stuff all the time. And I'm just like, okay, I can hold it. I can help. And
yes,
it does not always affect me. But when it does, I know what to do to, to release that and to work with myself.
I love that. I love how passionate you are. And you are the first Black, I'm being honest with you, the first Black person I know that went to school for therapy, that is doing therapy and not just like working at a call center or something. Like, so I, for real. No, because I know a lot of people that graduated, got their degrees, and they just go right into call centers and they don't.
Oh, really? Oh, Yeah, it's a lot of us out here that's in therapy in Tampa.
That's crazy. I mean, but a lot of you, like, you won't stay in the practice. Like, a lot of us get so scared that we'll be like, yeah, I got this degree, but I'm going to go work over here. And I just, that's what I'm saying. Like, you stood in the paint.
Yes.
And
yeah, sometimes it can, you know, sometimes being a therapist can be stressful. I really want to focus more on groups and doing speaking engagements.
I was just about to ask you, what's next for you? Because we're about to wrap this up. So right before we go, tell me what is next and where can we find you if we need some of your assistance?
Yes. I'll still be doing therapy, individual therapy. I would like to focus on groups and more speaking engagement. So look for that in the future. My website is www.gettherapy.org.
Nice.
HERAPY.org. My phone number is 813-563-8227. You can also find me at the Collective Wellness Institute. That's a page on Instagram. It's also a page on Facebook. That's how you can find me. And my phone number, I told you my phone number, 813-563-8227.
Say it again.
You can call me or you can text me. I am also on Instagram and also Facebook as Grow Empower Transform Therapy.
Yes, thank you so much. And I'm definitely going to let them know that one more time at the outro. So right before we go, I have to give my spirits a little bit of a tip. So I wanted you to give them a tip on basically, you know, what when it comes to starting a building and managing a business, like give them, yes.
Ma'am, listen, hire a coach.
Okay.
Listen, hire the people that have already done this. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. I had learned that the hard way. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. They will teach you how to automate. They will teach you how to network. They will teach you how to go out and find everything that you need.
Yes.
Like, trust, there are people that are out there that's willing to help you. Like, we are out here. We're willing to help you. I will tell you what worked and what didn't work.
Right.
Like, I love telling people where I failed and what worked for me.
Exactly.
There are people out here. Hire you a coach that has went and did it. Join some Facebook groups that have went and did it. People are out here sharing tips and everything, and we love working together.
Yes, I love that.
I just want to tell people, remember to love yourself, remember to forgive yourself, and remember to be proud of yourself.
Yes, I love that. Anything else you have to say? We're about to wrap it up. I don't want it to cut off on you.
Shout out to my favorite daughter, my only daughter.
Oh, shout out to the baby.
Baby.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Miss Denise, for being on my show. I love it. And I wish you all the success in your business moving forward.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Queen
Kiki. Thank you. Enjoy your night, lady. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
All righty.
Bye.
Well, that's all, folks. Spirits, I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to leave us a message. We always want to hear from you and let us know how we are doing. Please don't forget to hit that bell ringer to know about the next show. All right. Let's give out the handles for the beautiful Miss Denise D. Moore. She has actually two pages, and I don't know if she's okay with me sharing both, but I'm going to go ahead and share both because I think that's what's best, right? All right, so as far as her business page, you can follow her on... Give me one second here. Oh, there it is. It's such a long business name, so you know, let's catch this. All right, so it's grow_empower_transform_therapy. That's GROW_EMPOWER_TRANSFORM_THERAPY. Empower_transform_therapy. All right. And that is Miss Denise D. Moore, LMHC, the Mental Health Service Licensed Mental Health Counselor, Certified Life Coach, Mental Health Expert.
That's on that. And then you can also follow her at Cyber Girl, which is SYBERGIRL 77. I'm assuming this is where you get to really see her personality, what she's doing, who she is, and all of that good stuff. So I don't know if she really wanted me to put that out there. I don't think it's personal or anything. But yeah, CyberGirl77. That's SYBERGIRL 77. Be sure to follow her on Instagram. Yeah. So follow me as an artist, as well as comedy, as well as poetry, and all those good things on Instagram as well as Facebook. And the handles are That Girl in Orange. Spirits, did I ever tell you why it's That Girl in Orange? I still haven't. No worries. I promise you I'm going to tell you. April 3rd, and it is not April Fool's. It is not a trick. It is not a, I promise, I'm telling you. But I completely, I thought I was going to tell you this time, but I just wanted to get this on and popping. But yes, it's That Girl in Orange, THATGIRLNORANGE. Orange, ORANGE. Why did I spell it wrong right here? Anyways, whatever. All right, so what's coming up for That Girl in Orange? Let's talk about it, spirits. We got some shows coming up. March 6th at the Cotton Club. Let me pull that up really quick because I don't have like the Cotton Club's complete location on me, so I have to pull it up. All right, so Cotton Club in Tampa. It is 2502 North Albany Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33607. March 26th, we will be at the Cotton Club. Doors open at 4 p.m., hosted by the beautiful Cassandra. Now, I've only met Cassandra once, but I'm super duper excited to officially really shake hands and meet with her again eye to eye and really be like, oh, blah, 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 there was you. Yep. Speaking for the Culture, March 26th. And then we have Paint and Pens, March 29th, with the beautiful Rapunzel, presented by Rapunzel, hosted by Rebel the Poet. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And that is going down March 29th. Now, I won't be able to give you any more information on this, spirits, because like I said, I won't be back until April 3rd. So this is happening March 29th. 1263 Kingsway Road, Brandon, Florida. So like, you know, Tampa-ish, Brandon, whatever. So be there, be square. It is literally a, it's a competition. And I'm all about collaboration over competition, but this is a competition, spirit. So if you're with me, I'm going to need you to actually come down and support your girl and root for me so I can win it all, you dig? All right. Moving on with That Girl in Orange. I got an album coming out, book coming out, and so much more. But I'll let you know that in April because it sounds better coming from April than it does in March. You know, this is March. And right now, the show must go on. As far as Kamau Empire, find me on there. Look up my business on Kamau Empire CPR, where I help you with graphic designing, public relations. So basically branding, marketing, social media, managing, and all that and more. You can find me on Facebook at Orkia Kamau, which is ORKIYAKAMAU. Or you can contact me on Kamau Empire CPR on Instagram. That's KAMAUEMPIRECPR. Keep in mind, these videos, these interviews are still going to be going up on the YouTube page for Kamau Empire CNPR on YouTube. But like I said, I'm relocating, I'm moving. So I'm in the process of all of that, and it's a lot right now. As far as Kamau Empire, we will not be putting out any more business tips and content tips for the rest of the month of March. And I will keep you posted in that next episode in April. But be on the lookout for the pricing sheets. I think I've already said that, as well as the services of what we do. Pricing sheets, services of what we do, landing page on the website, and booking, so you can book us for that. Because we are only open for booking, baby. Only open for booking. Currently taking clients for consultation packages, and that is it. And I will be posting that soon, so stay tuned. That all rhymed, didn't it? All right. So don't forget to rate, follow, comment, subscribe. Also, if you want to be on the show, please let me know. I am back booking. Just hit us up at Kamau Empire CPR on Instagram. That is KAMAUEMPIRE CPR or Kia Kamau on Facebook. All my beautiful listeners from all across the world, find me on there as well, on my business page, Kamau Empire CPR on Instagram or Kia Kamau. Alrighty, but again, if you support me in my artistry, definitely check out That Girl in Orange on Instagram, as well as now Facebook. She has a Facebook page series, Seriously Spirits, and she will be coming back with her YouTube soon. Everything is coming into works. Just be on the lookouts. But until next time, I look forward to speaking to you. I look forward to hearing from you. And I look forward to empathizing with you. But until next time, fly high, spirits.